Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who has had the saddest Thanksgiving? The reason we ask this is because now that Halloween is over, producer Gabe wants to immediately jump into Christmas. We were talking about this the other day on how now that Halloween is over, let's just skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are like that, though. I don't think I'm alone in feeling that way.
Retailers are like that.
No, real people, too. I have a Facebook. I see friends being like, oh, Christmas time.
You have a Facebook? Why aren't you friends with me on Facebook?
I am friends with you on Facebook. I just never post anything. I just look at stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Katie and I aren't going to sit here and let you say stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, we love Christmas.
We love it.
Right.
But there is such thing as starting too early and you're trying to start too early.
I'm not going to throw myself into Christmas, but this is when I start like preparing myself. Like I'll put up some subtle Christmas decorations.
Oh my God. What? Already?
Like I already put some pillows out, some Christmas pillows out on my couch.
This seems like mental illness.
Mental illness?
Here's the thing. And please don't take this personally.
Okay.
But it's meant for you personally. Okay? People like you who blow past Thanksgiving and pretend it's not even a holiday, really, or a day of significance, my theory is that the reason why you do that is because you've never had a good one. You've never had a good Thanksgiving. So for you, what do you care?
Wow, I never knew that you were there for every Thanksgiving I've ever had. And so you can tell me.
I don't have to be. I can just tell.
Gabe, I would never say you've never had a good Thanksgiving.
I would
say you aren't a Thanksgiving person because if I had to guess, you don't have a lot of Thanksgiving traditions. And
I mean, that's kind of true.
Okay.
Describe your best Thanksgiving then.
I've never loved Thanksgiving, but we used to do like a big Thanksgiving with my great grandparents and my aunts and uncles. And that was
fun. Did you
just
say you've never had a great Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
So basically,
it's just like a dinner.
So Gavin just said,
no, I mean,
I'm right.
But they're not bad.
Okay.
But it's not something like where I'm like, wow, that was amazing.
Okay.
What a good memory. It's just like Thanksgiving, the companion holiday to Christmas.
Oh my God. No. No, that is not true at all. It is the kickoff of Christmas, but it deserves its own thing. My Thanksgiving, much like Katie's, consists of multiple dishes of food. The whole table's covered in food.
Well, there's pre-gaming before that.
Sure, of course. There's as many family members as the eye can even see. Okay? And you do the same thing at the same place every year, somebody's house, and it's days of cooking beforehand.
Beforehand.
And then days of cleaning afterwards.
Described a big dinner that you have to prepare a lot for, and that's really messy, and it takes a lot of cleanup. Thanksgiving is. I've had that many times.
I don't think
you have. I will say, maybe Gabe's problem is that he's never had a bad Thanksgiving. Your Thanksgivings have been lukewarm. You've never had a bad Thanksgiving to really appreciate a good Thanksgiving.
Rain, have you ever had a sad Thanksgiving?
I mean, well, now that I live back in California, my parents live in Reno, so the last handful of years after I've been out of college, I've actually just been coming home for Christmas instead of Thanksgiving. But now that I'm closer to home, I can go have Thanksgiving. But my parents insist on having Thanksgiving at a casino.
Oh, my God.
So they don't even cook dinner. They actually just like, oh, we got reservations at the casino steakhouse.
And I'm like, my God.
Wait, do you have turkey?
Yeah, but it's like here's the plate that we made that you can order the traditional Thanksgiving turkey.
And you make people who can't be with their own families on Thanksgiving serve you?
Well, I didn't really think of it that way, but you're absolutely right.
Oh my God, that is sad and it makes me angry.
Oh, that one is sad. That's true.
I want to ask another question, Gabe.
Okay.
Is there a chance you're not a Thanksgiving person because you're a vegan?
No.
Oh,
no,
great
no, no.
Point.
Because there's plenty of good vegan Thanksgiving food.
No,
as
no.
I told you
Fake
last Thanksgiving.
News.
I know.
I made food last Thanksgiving.
He did.
You did, and it wasn't
good.
Bad.
It was good.
But that's the one thing, though, that you can probably have. What do you have instead of turkey?
Tofurkey.
Okay, that sounds gross. That's not even a word. He can't have gravy. He can't have mashed potatoes.
Yes, I can. I can have gravy. I can have mashed potatoes. I can have stuffing. I can have green beans. I can have cranberry sauce.
He can have vegan mashed potatoes.
Potatoes are potatoes.
There's butter and milk in mashed potatoes.
But there's vegan butter.
So vegan mashed potatoes. Okay. It's not the same
thing.
That's
something that tastes the same. The only thing that tastes different is the turkey. I'll give you that.
Okay.
What do you use for gravy?
Gravy?
No,
there's plenty of gravies that are just vegan on their own.
That's true.
I'm not going to have a culinary lesson with you.
I swear to God, you think I go home and just graze on grass or something?
I actually think you do that every single day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.